All right. Just keep throwing it in. All right, we're live, of course.
We're live, you know? Okay.
That's just, don't be surprised. Don't say anything that could be used against you. Oh, now I need to find my way without navigation because my phone is occupied, but I'll manage. We'll see.
An adventure. I don't have Wi-Fi credits, so. Or I don't have.
If you miss your flight, that's on me. So we'll manage. Probably, I hope. Okay. We'll see what this thing.
It's just a little child in the back playing cow.
Well, it's just gonna be a different kind of noisy
yeah.
this time.
Yeah.
But I refuse to care.
Yeah.
I get so much shit for
the no caring podcast.
How bad everything is. But you know, I have a busy life.
Yeah.
They're complicated. I can't afford a podcast.
The low quality focuses the mind of the listener,
exactly.
Right? Like if it was totally produced. They would probably tune it out, but here you have to really, really pay
attention.
Yeah,
you have to stay on point. You have to buy the good headphones.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there is no other way.
You have to be in a noise canceling podcast studio to listen to this podcast.
These are not recordings for poor people.
No,
you need proper headphones.
Yeah,
you need proper headphones. That's just how it goes. All right. I discussed this with Hazard actually yesterday briefly, that the benefit of doing it while walking is, first of all, it really focuses you.
Yeah.
Like you're just in a different thinking mode when you're walking.
Yeah.
But also it automatically stops after like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Like walking outside in the sun. After 90 minutes, you're done.
How much gas do you have?
This will be very different, but again, you're going to miss your flight. So we have like a nice, quick 30-minute rip, like Matt would say. You know,
yeah.
it's gonna be a good one. But I would be, you know, like, I don't have you around all the time.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to pick your brain and see what did you get out of the last 6 weeks, and kind of what, I don't know, what surprised you the most? What are you excited about? Like those kind of things. You're in the business of building browsers now. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taking on Mozilla and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think honestly, I was at an event some time ago, and I was explaining to them that I'm kind of like a hater when it comes to technology. Like with Bitcoin, I just, you know, like stood around and made fun of it for like 5-6 years until I finally got it.
As did I.
Yeah, and the same thing with Lightning. And then, you know, I was like, okay, I saw Fedimint, and I was like, okay, that's something that might work. You know, Lightning, self-custodial Lightning's obviously never going to work. That was my position, probably still my position. And Nostra's been kind of the same way, where it's like, I've been there, my first note was like 3 or 4 years ago. So I've been there watching since the very early
You've
days.
You've been there hating.
Yeah, yeah, hating.
Silently
just shitting
hating
on
in
it.
The background.
Somewhat loudly, yeah. Like not on
You're like
the internet,
guy in the
person.
Meme, you know, like they don't know, blah, 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 but you're just hating.
Yeah, no, so that's what I like to do. I'm not an early adopter. I've come to know this about myself. I'm that second wave, you know, in the adoption curve. Like I'm the, whatever, the early majority, they call it.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Yeah. So,
mid-curve.
Yeah, yeah. No. The ascending left curve. I'm the ascending.
All right.
I'm not the flat left curve. I never really built anything on Nostra. Even in the last cohort, I didn't actually build anything on Nostra the entire time.
You were just preaching about Zig.
I was preaching about Zig, and I built a framework for making mobile apps and a couple of just scratching my own itches.
Yeah.
At the very end, I was trying to build an audio calling app, but I just kept postponing it and kept procrastinating because I didn't actually want to do it, built on Nostra using Nostra identities. But this time around, I've actually still hating. But this time around, I actually built that, among other things.
Tell me how it works.
Yeah, so I built three versions of that, I think. The first one was that you would use a Nostra as a signaling layer to basically share an Iroh identity. Iroh is like a peer-to-peer
So you just use Nostr as the lookup and for the initial kind of handshake.
Yeah, for and for identity. So I can call an NPUB.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I want. Yeah. I don't want to do an audio call over JSON.
No, that's
right?
That's not right.
Because I feel like some people in Nostr end up basically doing audio calls over JSON.
I know.
Many such cases. But so that was interesting. It was a CLI. And it worked, and so I could call it. We did a demo. I introduced my demo, and I walked out of the room, and then on my CLI, I called Paul Miller. His phone, his thing starts ringing, and then we start talking, right? Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And then I think there was an intermediate one I did, but the last one I did was. We made this thing InPub, inpub.vercel.app. So this is like a little game where you kind of are dropped into like a 2D pixel art level.
This is like secret alpha because that wasn't demoed yet, right? That's like in the next Friday, this is going to be demoed.
No, it was demoed 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But, it hasn't really been announced. Although we did post it to the internet and we did have a couple people off Nostr in our room we were talking about.
It's
like a 2D pixel art level, like a video game level.
I love it. I obviously love it because
it's your idea.
I always wanted to have it. The one silver lining of COVID was that Udi Wertheimer, of all people, started to organize VR chat meetups.
Yeah.
For Bitcoin meetups, they were basically. Fun. And the awesome thing about it, I'm not a VR chat person and so on, but the awesome thing about it was the positional audio that you can actually, you have a big room, like a hall where, someone can present something. And after that's over, people would naturally assemble in groups and go into one corner and discuss something and so on. And because the audio fades in and out with depending on where you are, like that's a killer feature because the Twitter Spaces and all those kind of things, what was the other thing called before Twitter Spaces came along?
Clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly. That's just like one big room and everyone has the same. It's like 50 people talking over each other.
Yeah, it encourages like a certain type of like attention seeking.
Because if you're the loudest person in the room, you're gonna talk.
Yeah.
But if you have positional audio, that's very different. Because the people that are still in the same room can kind of, hide away in the corner a little bit. You can still hear the other person, but very muted.
Yeah.
And you can just have a separate conversation. Yeah. And I love that. I didn't know that to me that was the killer feature of VRChat. That's so fantastic. Fuck all the furries and I can dress up as a dragon and so. I mean, that has its use as well for many people. Yeah. But it's
the
not
rust language.
for the rust people.
Yeah, that's
all right. But it's uninteresting to me. But the positional audio is really interesting because I want to have a place to hang out. I used to be a big gamer and we had our mobile servers and so on.
Yeah.
And the way it's traditionally solved is just with multiple rooms.
Yeah.
But it's all the same audio level.
Yeah.
And so I know the InPub thing doesn't have the positional audio yet. But
it will.
I will personally vibe code that if I have to. I'll send a PR.
So
I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, so so if you haven't gone to the audience, to the listeners at home, as Norm MacDonald would say. You can go there
can
and
explain
like,
it
the idea.
To
let me explain the app to the audience at home.
Can you explain to the audience what audio is?
Yeah, do you know what audio?
Do you know what a room is? Explain to the people what a room is.
So it's like a game, like a little game level. You get dropped in, and if you're in the same, there's two rooms. If you're in the same room, you can hear other
and
people,
and it's
right?
just bird's eye view. It's
and
2D.
The, yeah, 2D. Right. And the cool thing about it is that it's usually you'd use like WebRTC for this, and like maybe at the end we'll get why I started building a browser, but one of my concerns is that like building apps has become too hard, and the web, I also kind of feel like the web is dying. Like the last time Google Chrome blocked ad blockers, I just didn't bother installing one, and I just don't go to the websites really anymore. So I really feel that the web
internet
is dead.
Theory, one,
yeah.
one part of
I mean,
that
not dead internet, dead web. Like, the web itself is dead.
I mean, people, in terms of where people hang out, you're definitely right. And for me as well, I mean, I spend most of my online time on Nostr, in my Nostr feed, period.
Here, let me finish this, though. I've been sort of exploring this, and like WebRTC is this crazy thing. I probably complained about this last time. It's like Google built Google Meet, right? And they basically shipped their app as a web standard. And it's so complicated that Safari and Firefox couldn't even implement it. They just shipped Google's code.
Yeah.
It's so insane that happened. I have no idea. I need to research how this even happened. But it's like this big thing. There's no configurability to it. It's just like you get Google Meet or you don't use it. And so we found this thing called Mock, MOQ, Media Over Quick, which is kind of like a new web standard that's very, very simple. You can do anything from like live streaming to audio calls to all kinds of stuff. And so that's what we'd use this one instead of Iro, which is a peer-to-peer thing. This one was through these mock servers, which are basically pub/sub relays for binary data. So you can send data really fast across these relays, and they're designed to be like a CDN-style mesh, right? So the current incarnation of it, it's a web standard, becoming a web standard. The current incarnation assumes that like all the meshes are run by the same company, basically. But I'm really curious about like what if we could kind of have a mesh kind of like Nostr style, where you have to pay each other to get that across. You know, it has to be, you know, we fight abuse that way.
Yeah.
And the current ones have like, you know, JWTs with a central authority in the middle. So there's one server that supervises the entire network. Like, what if we used like Nostr-based authentication, right? So that's kind of what we use for NPub. And then I ended up making I think you can see it at justinmoon.com/s/AVA/AV, one of the two. I made like a audio calling app, a group audio calling app using white noise. So I use white noise for end-to-end encryption. I compiled white noise to WASM, run it, they're not what now it's called Marmot, run it in the browser. And so you could have like audio chat that's like end-to-end encryption with the forward and backward secrecy in the browser, which is kind of crazy. And for that one, I sent everything over mock too. So that's kind of a complaint I have about Marmot. I love it. It's an awesome thing that Jeff and their team has built, but it's like, why are we doing a chat server with these JSON relays? Like, can't we do something fast? I want it. That's one of my themes. It's also, it's like,
let's use existing technology. That's like,
the web is dead, and let's make Nostr fast. Those have been kind of my two interests. Those were the kind of incarnations of that particular idea.
Awesome. So how did you end up building the browser then?
Yeah, so that's been another
what triggered that?
One genesis, well, like learning about this like WebRTC and just like starting to think about all these stupid web standards is one of the things brewing in the background. I've been a fan of Andreas Kling. I mentioned him on the last podcast. Yeah. He's this crazy guy. He used to be a Safari, like a WebKit
browser
engineer.
Right?
Yeah, and he went into like a 12-step program because he had drug addiction. And then as part of that, he started building an operating system to self-medicate.
The things people will do, men will do anything instead of go to therapy,
exactly,
right?
Exactly,
build a browser from scratch.
I mean, it's probably a good decision. It fixed him. So he did build an operating system, but it's a hobby operating system, but they built a browser, and the browser actually started to become good. So they've, like, I've been watching his live streams for like 3 or 4 years, and you know, he had this thing where it's like, it's been this canonical knowledge that you can't build a new browser.
Yeah.
It's like that ship has sailed. And he's like, no, what? I'm going to do it. You know, YOLO. And so I've been watching him do it, and he's actually done it from scratch. And the other thing is, like, there's all these tools that you can go into a browser. So there's this project Blitz, which basically is a CSS and HTML renderer that's intended to be kind of a UI layer for this UI framework called Dioxys, right? So they're basically trying to replace React Native. It's a Rust. It's all Rust. So they're trying to basically replace React Native as a nice way to make mobile apps. And so this renderer, you know, it takes like the rendering engine that Firefox built in Rust that I don't think they use yet. It takes a whole bunch of things from this like Rust ecosystem. And it's very good at rendering HTML and CSS. It doesn't have any JavaScript though, which is kind of interesting. So I've been watching this for like a year. And this has been kind of brewing in the back of my head. But then at this cohort, like basically Hazard and a few other people just keep complaining about the stuff they can't do in the browser, right? Like no SQLite in the browser. Why can't I run TypeScript in the browser? You know, like why do I have to have a domain name for my service, right? Like all the DNS, like all the central authorities, the certificate authorities, all the stuff you have to do in the browser. You know, there's trying to get rid of DNS has been a theme, and I've never been interested in that. But like every week, there's one or two demos about getting rid of DNS, and I'm like, this would just be so much like, you know, they're running their own DNS server to route around the fact that the browser demands, you know, DNS name for TLS, right? So it's like, so that's what I kind of, last Friday, I kind of was just like, let's just build a browser. And so in the last 3 days, I vibe coded a browser that can run a React.js counter app.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane that you can actually do it.
Yeah, 3 days. I mean, this would have taken me months, I think, if I did it myself. I don't even know if I'd be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I just combined that Blitz thing with a really simple JavaScript engine called QuickJS. And Yeah, I somehow, I don't even know how it works. Do you? Do you?
No. I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
I just want it to work.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those ones where it's like, you know, I think it took a lot of the, you know, like the software engineering was cool, especially this Vibe edition, because it's like we just got so many reps at Vibe coding. Like,
yeah.
Last night we were discussing how many projects we started, and I think for me it was probably 20 to 30.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, that's like a whole year of actual projects.
Yeah.
Like, I got... there's this thing, Mosaic. It's like a replacement for Noster. Noster 2.0, right?
Yeah.
And I got nerdsent by it, and like 2 days I implemented it in Zig. And I just thought it decided it wasn't a good idea. And there were so many times like that. Yeah. I just, you know, in 2 days,
I don't think starting from scratch and trying to make another protocol app is the way to go.
I mean, I don't even know if that's the creator's intention.
It's an interesting
exercise. Partially a thought exercise.
What Noster did get some of the things wrong, and what did it get wrong? What could we improve? And
This is how I got interested in Mach, though, because I knew about that previously, and I was looking at his thing. I was like, man, it would be cool if Noster had like a binary transport, right? Because like in his version, we could be doing audio calls over the Noster relays, because it would be fast enough. But I think.
Yeah, but you also don't have to. I think what Noster got right philosophically is like, it's good enough.
Yeah.
It works well enough. Yeah. And for the things you're describing as well, like just use Noster as the identity layer and for the lookups and so on, and do the rest over the
In some ways, it's good that that Noster isn't like so blazingly fast, because like then people would abuse the relays. Like it's kind of nice where it's like, hey,
this already started happening.
It's kind of a speed limit. You know?
People started uploading blobs to relays as like encoded JSON, and that's why something like Blossom had to happen.
Yeah,
where it's just like, let's not do that, you know, like let's do something more sensible and so on. But you just spoke about getting rid of DNS. That was a big theme, like with no DNS and
every week
things.
Every week there was like one or two.
I mean, what do you think about it? Like what do you think? There's two approaches I see materializing right now. You have any thoughts on it?
To be honest, in most of these things in the first like 3 weeks, I kind of turned my brain off because I'm not interested in it.
You are still hating.
Yeah. This is how I do it. I have to hate on it for.
All right, I'll ask you again in a year. You'll fix no DNS.
No. But then at the last one, so honestly, I don't even understand the other people's approaches. I only became interested in it while I was building this browser. Okay, previously I was not interested, but during that I became interested. And so what I did is like, you know, if you have an app, you can broadcast a Noster event, basically claiming a name, right? So any string, I don't have any limits on it at all, but like it could be Dirgigi, right? Yeah. You just claim the name Dirgigi, no.com, no. And so if you enter that in a browser, what it goes looks on Noster for anybody who has claimed that name. Anyone can claim it.
Yeah.
There's no uniqueness of names.
Yeah, sure.
And
you'll run into conflicts, and the conflicts will have to be resolved by a Web of Trust kind of
Or authorities, canonical.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I brought this up yesterday briefly, where it's like, your URLs are dead anyway. All we have is social handles. If you look at graffiti artists or people that are collecting donations or whatever, it never says, you know, http://, you know, www, and so on. It just says, like, at whatever the name of the graffiti artist, you know? Like, at graffiti 2000.
Yeah.
And you will just, by the context, know what kind of social media network.
Yeah.
To look him up, or people do it in a way that they figure out unique handles and they use the handles everywhere.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, practically speaking, URLs are already dead in that sense. And what you're describing just puts that into a protocol in some sense, where it's just like you put in the name and you circumvent the DNS stuff that exists.
The cool thing is I have, and I have no idea if this scheme is secure or not. Claude says it is. Claude says everything's secure. but I put TLS keys in this announcement optionally.
Yeah.
So if you claim Dirgigi and you don't put TLS keys, I can only look you up over like HTTP. If you put TLS keys in there, I can actually do HTTPS with you with a self-signed certificate, your self-signed certificate, because I trust you because you signed a message with these keys with Noster. Right? Just like keys, giving users keys solves so many problems.
Yeah, you know? It creates new problems, especially for the users, but we don't care about that.
Well, it doesn't have to be something for everyone, right? Yeah. Like that's, I think, an important thing to realize about Noster is like, Bitcoin too, like it doesn't have to be something everyone uses, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think also we should, right now, I think we shouldn't build for the mass market. We should build for the nerds and the power users. I want to just build apps for myself. I want Mustard to be the perfect thing just for me.
Build crack for Matt O'Dell, basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we should be, you know? For the types of people who are on there constantly, just make it better for them.
Yeah, exactly. And we're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah. I'm very optimistic. Like, the stuff I'm seeing right now, it's all kind of coming together. And we're gonna make the DNS part and all those kind of things work, and we'll have our own beautiful browser. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're all out of time.
Okay.
I told you that was a quick one.
That was a quick one.
Yeah. No, you are gonna miss your flight.
No, Ted Kaczynski this rip.
I mean, that's always implied.
That's always implied. Yeah.
Technology is evil.
I said the web is dead.
You should build a shed in the wood. The woods are alive. The web is dead.
Yeah.
Go build the shed and write the manifesto.
Yeah.
But no, we'll figure out the rest along the way. I'm really happy that just stuff is working, and I'm excited about the Context VM stuff as well. We're in the like, this started happening kind of last cohort, and now it's really in overdrive. All the good ideas are crystallizing, and people start to coalesce around the ideas.
Yeah.
And some people are trying to make mesh networking work in a better way. Some people are trying to fix or get rid of DNS. Some people are trying to make Nostr better, Relays better. I'm trying currently to make search better, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And all these kind of building blocks. I'm gonna talk a lot about local relays as well, because I think that has a role to play too.
And with every little.
Exactly. Put the relays in the browser.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, you can do that, and it will make everything else better. And that's kind of it's beautiful to work in kind of a synergistic ecosystem.
Yep.
So that's how I see it. But yeah, I'll throw you out now. So
okay.
I'm because I couldn't live with myself if you actually missed your flight.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I could probably just stand here and talk for another 30 minutes and totally...
No, you know.
We'd have no
problem. There's probably going to be an issue with the baggage. There's probably going to be something.
Yeah. I'll break some European water bottle lid standard and it's just locked up.
You'll get an anal probe.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was a blast as always.
Yeah.
Until I see you next time. Let's leave it at that for now. And with that, yeah, good morning.
Yep.
And
GN.
GN. See you the next time. That's a microphone. And oh shit, my I'll have to my stop recording button is somewhere else.
Okay. Bye bye, Pia.